All right, check it out. I want to waste no time, and I want to show you this 60-second video that perfectly encapsulates how Donald Trump operates in a harmful and evil way when it comes to immigration in particular. The words of the president matter, and friend of the show Madeline Somerville breaks this down while talking to Tommy Lauren. Check this out.
You think that President Trump is an evil person?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. And so, you heard how reasonable I was about the rest of this.
Yeah, yeah. So what about him do you think makes him evil?
So the thing that I can't get back from is that he has spent the last maybe 12 years repeating every single time, and I'm a jury consultant, so I know the value of repetition in terms of persuasion, that illegal immigrants, and every single time that I've ever seen him say the word immigrant, I tried to find other ones. He said that they're rapists, murderers, criminals from mental institutions. They're emptying their prisons out, and he has... I will never believe otherwise, as somebody who studies this, that he has created a cognitive association for people with immigrant and criminal.
Wait, wait, wait. Illegal immigrant.
No, he said every time he says the word immigrant, it doesn't matter whether it's illegal or immigrant.
You realize he's married to an immigrant.
Yeah.
And has been married to immigrants.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance is, you know, married to an Indian woman.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So you think that he says that immigrants, just in general, immigrants... You hear it as he thinks immigrants are rapists and murderers and from mental institutions.
I think he would deny that. I think he has linguistically manipulated people into creating that association to where it can't be undone, to where now when he's revoking like TPS protections from immigrants who were here legally, that it's easier for us to watch them be deported and go, well, they're all criminals and rapists and murderers. Percentage of illegal immigrants who are even arrested, not even convicted of violent crimes is like a fraction of 1%. Trump to go out of his way constantly to characterize an entire group of people for whom there's less than 1% of them who are like that, to constantly say, you're rapists, you're murderers, you're criminals. You know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing, which is dehumanizing this group of people and falsely characterizing them so people will think that.
That's probably the best I've heard the argument presented as to why Donald Trump's rhetoric surrounding immigration is incredibly harmful. I really like how when Tommy asks a few parts, she's like, you realize his wife is an immigrant. You realize J.D. Vance's wife is an immigrant. Madeline doesn't get shaken up. She's like, yeah. And then she continues to push her argument forward by basically saying, yeah, he creates this association despite being married to an immigrant. It's messed up. And people are noticing. Now, this brings me on to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is beginning to open his eyes rapidly, which leads me to ask the question, were your eyes not open when they were holding up mass deportation now signs at the RNC? Trump's entire campaign was predicated on this violent, rapid deportation of millions and millions of people. He said it over and over. Now, people on podcasts are going, wait a minute, he actually meant the deportations? Or what about when Trump said he was going to put tariffs on all countries? And now people on the podcast are like, wait a minute, he's actually putting tariffs on all the countries? Maybe if you actually listen to him. But I want to play this clip of Joe Rogan. I know a lot of people get mad when I play him, but it's important to use him as an indicator for where millions and millions of Americans are. And right now, the indicator is showing that Trump has overstepped very, very quickly with immigration. Before I play this clip, I just want to say I love the community that we built. It means the world to me. And actually, the Adam Mockler subreddit is currently gaining a lot of steam. So if you use Reddit in any capacity, go check that out. Go follow that. And make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler YouTube channel below. Let's watch this clip of Joe Rogan, and thank you all.
And then they're kicking students out that like write articles they don't like.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't a university supposed to be a place where someone's allowed to express themselves and have
non-violently
opinions? Yeah. They're writing something down and they're not calling for violence either. And they're getting challenged. That's supposed to be how it happens. You get challenged, smarter people have better arguments, or your argument stands.
Right, discourse.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a place for discourse.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And you're deporting people because you don't like who they're criticizing? Right. Like, that gets kind of shifty.
All right, I'm getting kind of sick of these MAGA podcast bros or comedians coming to the sudden realization once every single week now that this administration is overstepping. Throughout the entire election, they ran defense, they normalized it, they would downplay the extremism of the Republican Party. Now, once a week, they come out like, can you believe the extremism of the Republican Party? Who could have guessed that the administration who held up mass deportation now signs, passed out these signs at the RNC, actually wants to enact violent mass deportations? And listen, this is a needle that I've threaded in past videos about Joe Rogan and other podcast bros. I really think it would be harmful to completely shut them down, isolate them, and never interact with them. For example, James Tallarico went on Joe Rogan's podcast and it aired just like last week, like 10 days ago, and it made waves. James Tallarico is now very well respected and is a rising leader in the party. It's important to go into these spaces. I don't want to shut down these spaces, but at some point, Joe Rogan has to be, you know, held accountable, has to have some sort of self-awareness for what he ushered in. Now, some people still talk about Joe Rogan in a weird way, like he's Stephen Miller. Like, I saw this one email. People email me a lot when I cover Joe Rogan. And it was like, Adam, I can't believe you'd platform a Nazi like Joe Rogan. You're no better than that. I'm like, holy, chill. Joe Rogan has a lot of flaws and has fallen down the right-wing rabbit hole. But he is rather indicative of how the average bro in America feels. Like, when Joe Rogan begins to say this deportation shit's too far, a lot of people are feeling that way. He's a barometer for how a lot of people feel. And these are the facts. He has like tens of millions of listeners. He's only rivaled by the Midas Touch podcast and other things. He has tens of millions of listeners, more than any late night host, more than any cable television show. This podcast is massive due to the accessibility of it. So it's important to be covering cultural points like this, no matter how many angry emails people send me. Here's another clip of Joe Rogan a few weeks back.
These are fucking nuts, man. Watching this protest on television, it's like,
do you think the raids are nuts? Or the
all of it's
yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, I think both sides are taking it a little too hard.
Well, I don't think if the Trump administration, if they're running and they said, we're going to go to Home Depot and we're going to arrest all the people at Home Depot, we're going to go to construction sites and we're going to just like tackle people at construction sites, I don't think anybody would have signed up for that.
Again, I'm so sick of this game that they're playing where he's just absolutely astounded that this administration could ever do this. He's like, what?
ICE raids are fucking nuts, man.
They are just wild, man. Who could have ever known? Dude, we knew that this was going to happen. And yes, people did vote for this. A massive portion of right-wingers in America want this authoritarian policy. They want this policy. Joe is just being naive.
They said, we're going to get rid of the criminals and the gang members first, right? And now we're seeing like Home Depots get raided.
We said throughout the election 100 times, maybe if Joe Rogan would have had any liberals on his podcast, we said throughout the election 100 times, you can't do mass deportations of 10 million people without necessarily deporting everyday workers, accidentally deporting even citizens, which we've seen time and time again. It is absolutely sickening, and, you know, we need to call this stuff out. I do think it's worth going on this platform because there are tens and tens of millions of listeners, and a lot of people listen to Joe Rogan, whether we like it or not. Now, here's a funny comment that I got on the last Joe Rogan episode. Someone sent this to me. It says, I find it kind of ridiculous to say it's, quote, normal to listen to Joe Rogan. Like, that kind of rhetoric normalizes him. You wouldn't say it's normal to like Trump, even though he has more fans than Joe Rogan. I don't agree with this comment. This comment is like kind of weirdly morally finger waggy or tries to be morally superior. The reality is it is normal to listen to Joe Rogan. We're not like better. The person writing this comment is not like morally superior or better or just a better human being than the 30 million people who listen to Joe Rogan. And it is normal to listen to Joe Rogan. It's really weird to isolate or alienate people like that en masse. You could make a way more accurate comment like, listen, Joe Rogan is uniquely impressionable and prone to falling down conspiratorial rabbit holes. People who listen to him are probably also uniquely conspiratorial and tend to agree with what Joe Rogan says, meaning they can often fall for how he's being impressionable. But to say that, like, don't normalize listening to Joe Rogan, I'm going to finger wag in your face, these type of comments sometimes just bother me. I don't even listen to Joe Rogan, and I would never defend the conspiracy theories that he spreads or the people that he platforms, but we need to start with the foundational reality that tens of millions of people do listen to him. If we can't start off with that foundational reality, we can't have the tools to combat that in an effective way. I would love to go on one day in the future after I've created some crazy show that you guys will see and just talk about politics. But I think that shutting people down or saying that this shouldn't be normal, it's a bit too far. But I want to know what you guys think in the comment section below. I want to know your guys' opinion on all of this. I love the discourse. I love when we have discourse in this community. It's kind of one of the beautiful parts of it. We have a uniquely intelligent community, the Adam Mockler channel. I don't mean that to put down any other communities, but sometimes when I look through our comment sections and I see a bunch of beautiful people having legit good faith debates, not really any names being thrown around, just actual debates with sources, I'm like, wow, we've built a really smart, clever community of people who can really interact. So I love it. And if you want to be a bigger part of that community, you can check out the Reddit, reddit.com/r/AdamMockler. You can go check it out if you use Reddit. We have a Discord. I'm on Instagram. We're everywhere and anywhere. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.